to see what you're ready to show them that you've agreed to, or that I've ordered you to. Let's see further what's involved with you, whether you're going to have to take these things somewhere, or have them photographed, or make a photograph, or what. I don't know if it can be done in the Attorney General's office. Let's find out the things that you're not ready to do, when you will be ready to do them, and let's find out if that's convenient with you. And then let's find out where you can't get together, and where you can't get together, well, I'll decide. Let's take a few minutes recess now and see what you can agree to as to what, when, where, and then the things that you can't agree to, let me know, and of course I'll have to decide. All right, we'll take a recess right now.
It's on the floor, take a recess. Everyone be seated. We've agreed with the counsel for the defendant to meet on September the 18th in our office, and we will at that time apply as far as physically possible with the court's order in this matter.
All right, sir. I believe, gentlemen, I believe you have prevailed on most of this order, and I believe that you ought to draw an order which you present to your associates here, your adversaries, and have them okay it. And when you come up here on the 18th, I think we ought to enter an order on this showing what was agreed on, and then what was what the court ordered and what the court denied. And of course, you can make exception to whatever I denied this work product on either the fingerprints or ballistic tests or both. If there's any trouble, you can get it from the stenographer here, and I think I want an order entered which will clearly show what's been decided here today and your exceptions that day. You gentlemen, is there anything that you couldn't get to agree about?
Moment, Your Honor, we will be on the 18th in the Attorney General's office and proceed to examine the evidence. We'll take it from there. Right there is a disagreement, and we'll be back.
We have one of the court's clerks present in case there is a dispute between the counsel. All of kind of have an impartial body there on behalf of the court. I get the office at 9 o'clock, if that's agreeable with counsel. 9 o'clock,
8:30. We will have already been to lunch by then, so we get up early. So after lunch with him, that's all I want to ask y'all. 9 o'clock, we'll be fine.
You gentlemen look pretty trim to eat from eating lunch at 8 o'clock. That's pretty trim.
All right, if there's anything that you can't agree about,
Well, they are. All right, may I at this time raise a couple of points in connection with this case and ask for a ruling from Your Honor or some clarification on it. Now, Your Honor, am I going around attempting to interview a witness in this case? I find that citizenry of this area have been intimidated, and someone brought about a great conspiracy of silence
to this, in other areas parts of it, where I have been told that if we talk to you, we will be held in contempt, Your Honor. And I would perhaps like to state this in writing. This has happened. And it's happened to a representative of mine. It's happened to me personally, Your Honor. And I'd like to get that into the record, Your Honor. And if Your Honor could somehow, with the state of this thing, reiterate
held in the court, Your Honor. And I think this will clarify the matter.
have been ordered by the commission not to say a word and talk to you. Now, this was said to me by a captain of the fire department of the city of Memphis at station number 2, located and situated near and at the Lorraine Motel, the room house in question in this case.
That's all I can say.
Everyone stand.